to Cinemavino. We apologize for our drunkenness in last week's episode.
No.
I didn't think I was too bad.
No, I thought you were normal.
Wait, what was our episode?
I'm not sure.
Watership Down.
Watership Down, which was disturbing. So
yeah.
There were bunnies, and we were extremely drunk.
Thank you, Taylor.
Actually, all we did was bunnies and clowns.
Bunnies and booze.
Bunnies, clowns, and booze. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I think we went off on a weird tangent last time as well.
I would imagine. That is our modus operandi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This week we're going to do El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie. We've all seen
it. It's got Clint Eastwood in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got what?
Clint Eastwood.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
Wasn't he in a movie called El Camino?
Oh, El Torino.
El Torino.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. Yeah, something like
that. Yeah. El Camino.
Bunch of cars in there.
Yeah.
That was my Clint Eastwood, in case you're wondering. Well, do ya, punk?
Do we think that somehow Walter White is still alive?
I don't think so. I think you're going to see him in a dream sequence. I think I saw Mike, you know, the fixer. His name was in the credits, the actor. So I think you're probably seeing them in flashbacks or dreams, or maybe Jesse gets into drugs and hallucinates and sees them coming to him in a Hamlet style vision. Mm. But who knows?
Mm.
But yeah, so I supposedly there's going to be a lot of Breaking Bad people and some Better Call Saul people in here.
See, I haven't seen all Better Call Saul, so I might not get those references.
I haven't finished season 4 yet, but I've seen most of it.
But I was just thinking this is a real easy way for somebody that basically wants to keep making money on the same Breaking Bad to, like, never give you what you want. Because mm-hmm. the end of Breaking Bad, spoiler alert if you guys are watching this, Walt gets shot by one of his own errant bullet, or maybe one of the other guys that was
Crossfire. Somewhere.
Whatever.
Crossfire,
yeah, he had this thing set up in the back of his trunk that would, you know, take out a whole room of dudes, and so he gets shot. He goes and finds like the chemical lab, and then puts his hand on one of the drums, and then falls over. We assume dead because his eyes are open.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep thinking, I'm like, what if they start it and they're able to, like, we got a live one here.
Mm-hmm.
We've managed to stop the bleeding. And you're like, oh, shit. He's still alive.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be... is it Vince Gilligan that...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'd be super easy to be like, all right, well, we've done this huge send-off for a show. And wait a minute. Netflix still wants to give us money?
No.
JK. All right.
Well, I mean, like... And that
come
could,
on back.
I mean, that could be necessarily... I mean, I didn't get that, you know, because I knew the ending, but I didn't feel that way. I was like, oh, this is... It's done. It's ended. Mm-hmm. But you did leave it open to maybe 10 years later, like, oh, I just bought this house in the Hamptons. I need to pay this mortgage off. Netflix, you want to take this over and pay me the rights and whatever you write, and, you know, we can go from there, you know.
But it's written by the same dude, right?
Vince? Yeah, he wrote El Camino. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm very curious to see where it goes. That was, I mean, it was like the... I got hooked on Breaking Bad, and it was like, you know, after it's over, it's like, you know, I need another fix. I need some more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I need some more meth cooking, some more, you know, people getting killed, people getting high, bodies being dumped into drums and dissolved into acid. It's just great.
That's just normal life.
Yeah.
Much better, you know, Anakin to Vader arc than the actual Star Wars.
Exactly.
And better than Hayden Christensen. We needed a little more Breaking Bad in Anakin's origin story.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a great, like, you know, it's almost a tragedy, you know, like a destruction of a life that could have done so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Michael Corleone Godfather, you know, the guy who starts out decent and then starts doing bad things for good intentions and then ends up just fucking evil.
Yeah.
I mean, just horrible at the end of it, so... It's a complete destruction of character.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah, it's a true fall of the dark side, like say.
Yeah, kind of like the Joker.
Exactly. Huh. Yeah, I thought that was, very very Walter White-esque.
Right.
That, you know.
Just good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we're going to watch, we're going to drink, and we're going to be back here in a bit. So,
but not in the same state that we left you.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Exactly. It's going to be New Hampshire. Welcome back to Cinevino. We have been drinking some Grey Blanc. Actually, the Grey Rosé. the Brut Rosé. Quite tasty. And it's made in Albuquerque, which seemed appropriate for Breaking Bad, which is set entirely in the state of New Mexico. Once. Taylor just opened a beer.
Oh, that's me.
We killed two wines. One grew a hand. Todd, I'll be honest. You better have more alcohol because I'm not done drinking.
Yeah. Oh, we'll work on it. Yeah. We'll get there. But first, we're going to go around and share our thoughts on El Camino, and we will start with Travis.
Oh, my God. Me this time.
Oh, you're, this you're just guy? So adorable.
This little guy?
You're just adorable.
I think. So my thing is, I watched the last three episodes of Breaking Bad just to, as a, you know, a palate cleanser to get back into the world.
Well, and okay, just to bring our audience in, you've seen the rest of the series.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay. I watched them all. Yeah. Got to catch them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the... I was not super impressed. It's been so. I caught up on them on, I think it was Netflix, and then the last few seasons as they were coming out at the time, I would buy on DVD, and I quickly got when you're binging these, they're well done, but they take for fucking ever.
You're good.
To get going.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll spend 3-5 minutes or more just setting up a scene. But yeah, I've gotten used to their method of filming, about how they set up a scene and they basically stretch it for as long as they can,
mm-hmm.
which is really, it's kind of smart. If you've got 42, 44 minutes to just set up the tension in the scene as much as possible. But really, I kind of get tired after I'm binging, and I'm like, let's hurry this fucking shit up.
Yeah.
I don't have time to watch this person, like, unravel this piece of gum for, like, 2.5 minutes and then chew it.
But it's what's on the gum that makes a difference.
No! I don't care what deep personal meaning that fucking spearmint gum has for you.
Yeah.
Just fucking chew that shit and get done. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it. That's what this entire film was to me. It was... I mean, it's necessary. I see how people would want to know what happens to Jesse afterward,
mm-hmm.
and where he gets from point A to point B. But Todd, you mentioned this whenever we watched Dark Knight Rises, where Michael Caine as Alfred tells you what the end is, mm-hmm. like right at the beginning. He's like, "Oh, Master Bruce, I hope I see you someday, and I don't know you, and we're at some coffee shop, and all we do is wink at each other." And you sit there and you continue to eat or drink or whatever, and then you just go off. That's exactly the fucking thing that happened at the beginning when Jesse is watching the river with homeboy. I can't remember his name, the bald dude. And he's like,
"Yeah,
you should go to Alaska."
Alaska, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you just gave it away. So yeah, 100%, yeah.
Right at the beginning of watching that, I was like, please don't tell me he just fucking goes to Alaska.
Yeah.
Because that's... Dude. It's 100%. That's what's going to happen. And...
I'm 100% the same way.
Yeah.
It's like this... I mean, ultimately, the film, for me, was very similar to what you said. It's like it dragged on. I go back to what maybe Jerry Seinfeld has said about how with Comedian Cars, like he kind of hates the fact that you can binge now. Like he hates the binging thing. He was like, you know, if you binge, you can just watch every episode like that, you know, just so quick. It's like there, you have to have that moment of, you know, a week to kind of figure it out, which is why I like HBO stuff. But I wonder if this could have been like a 10-part episode. It was like, you know, hey, let's not do a movie. Let's do like a mini. I would have been more into like having 40. You could have stretched that out into like what, 8-10, and maybe added more scenes, maybe some more stories. Like
it was a full 2 hours.
Exactly.
So you could have done a. I mean, you could have stretched it into a 3-parter.
Yeah. I mean,
but
yeah,
still, like if you're putting a, I prefer the binge. But
no.
The problem with the binge. Is you're right, you get to see patterns of somebody.
Exactly.
Because I 100% thought when he's looking for all that money in that fucking Opie's bedroom, fucking dead-eyed Opie-looking motherfucker's bedroom, that I was like, oh, shit. The guy was like, oh, it could take some engineering, but I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 100%, because they had showed the tarantula, that he put it underneath all the pencil shavings or whatever in his tarantula chain tank. Nobody's going to want to go in there, get out the tarantula, and then go grab all the way through that shit.
Yeah.
And obviously Jesse didn't do it either. So I was almost kind of disappointed in myself when I was like, oh, fuck. Whatever. I guess it's in the fridge.
Clever girl.
Be my dick.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's the thing where it's like, you know, I don't know, Todd, you probably know more from the cinematic, like, studies, but it's like, I don't know if that would have been better as a series. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have maybe elongated a couple episodes, you know, where it's 40 minutes long, you know, just made scenes longer, which, I mean, obviously is not ideal, but
yeah.
I don't know if that was, I don't know if that was movie worthy. It's like, I don't think that needed to be a movie, unless you were just wanting to, you know, get it in, get it out. Mm-hmm. But I felt like that could have been, like, you know, even on Netflix, I mean, you're putting it all out at one time, like you said, like binge worthy. But I feel like that was just not movie worthy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they have really the guy that that hid Walter White. I can't remember the actor's name.
Robert Forster.
Robert Forster, the guy that owns the vacuum palace or whatever. And he did great in this. And he was, you know, I would like to see if they do another spinoff. I would have liked to see just him trying to hide different people in different...
rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. He passed away today.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
True that.
Pretty sad.
Taylor, did that not sound genuine?
You said true that. No, I was like, well, yeah, I mean, rest in peace.
And he was great in Jackie Brown, too. I thought he was a good highlight of that movie.
That's true. But they showed all the other, like, Todd, what was the guy's name, character's name that died, that was the former cop that told him he should go to Alaska? Do you remember him?
Mike.
Mike. Okay. So they showed Mike in there. They showed Walter White. They showed his dead girlfriend, Jessica Jones. I don't remember her name. Jane or Janet. Jane, yeah. Or whatever. But I really would have liked to see him interact with Saul.
Yeah.
To see what happened to Saul after. I mean, obviously Saul's got his own prequel that's going on right now.
Yeah.
But all they did was go back and show all of the characters that have already died. And they did a lot of flashbacks, some that I don't think were super necessary, all with Opie, Todd.
It was drawn. That was drawn out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that's all they could do. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you were just going to make it into a movie, like, that's all you could do. Mm-hmm. That's why I think they should have done like a little series of it. Granted, you could have binge-watched it, and it's basically like a, you know, elaborate movie.
Yeah.
But, man, they could have done so much more if they went like, you know, 10 episodes.
But they already showed you. I mean, that's just going to help you when you watch it again, is that I'm going to keep calling him Opie. Is that Todd. You just see, yeah, I know, I prefer Opie. It is, whenever you see Opie doing Opie shit, just being like, oh, geez, there's even more reason to kill him now.
Mm-hmm.
You've already gotten that catharsis where you saw Jesse kill him in the last episode.
Walter White killed him. Or yeah, I no, guess, Jesse does Jesse, kill him, yeah.
Because he
strangles him.
Yeah, he strangles him with the handcuffs. Mm-hmm. So you already get to see him kill him. A much thinner version. This one... Jesus, he's been eating pixie sticks like two a day.
He married Kirsten Dunst, and maybe she's just, you know.
Did he really?
Loading them up on casserole.
Fuck, they both have a bite radius of a fucking Mako shark.
So I'll jump in. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I think I got it was kind of the spirit of what I think they intended for it to be, which is like an epilogue to a book. It's like a chapter after the book is already over.
Yeah,
that kind of wraps up what happens to people. Like, you've read the book, you've gotten the plot, you've gotten everything that's gone on. Here's a little bit of like a wrap up of what happens after this, in case you want to keep reading. It's kind of what I thought of that they were trying to do. Like, in case you're really wondering what happens to Jesse afterwards, here's kind of where he ends up. You know, it kind of ties off his story, because Breaking Bad was Walter's story. What happens to him. And so it's like Jesse was the most redemptive character on the show. And so it was like, okay, we're going to give you, like, as really the character that you end up rooting for, like, what happens to him. Here's a brief chapter explaining where he goes to let you know that he is alive and makes it, you know.
Yeah.
He's the character you wanted to make it anyway, so here's how he makes it. And so it was basically a brief, like, it's like when they give you like a small little glass of port after a meal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here, enjoy your port.
Taster. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, rather than doing a full series of whatever, it's like, because I think if you're Vince Gilligan or whoever, you don't want to necessarily, it's tricky. You can ask George Lucas, you can ask anybody that's gone back and like try to, build on something that
drag it on.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to do a safe, like, sample of.
But it was, so do you feel like everything was answered that you wanted to be answered there? Or is like, would you have wanted more?
And I think that's also a testament to what they do in Breaking Bad and all those shows, is they kind of leave you still wanting more. Like, they leave you thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the purpose of it wasn't necessarily to answer everything, but just to give you a general, like... to give you, like, a general idea of, like, what happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, and how, not only how does he escape, but how he, like, what happens to him in the end, like, that he's safe.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's like, again, it's like a, you get to see Mike Ehrmantraut, the fixer, enforcer, you know, the cop. You get to see Walter White. You get to see a lot of the people that are in Breaking Bad just one last time. Like, you get to see him play those characters again briefly. Yeah. Badger, Skinny Pete, you know, the meth dudes. And it's like, it's kind of a, I don't know, a roll call for all the people that meant anything to Jesse. And it's like, you can see they have different levels of an honor code in regards to him. Like, Badger and Skinny Pete are like absolute friends. Anything you need, we'll drop anything. Mm. And then you go to, I'm drawing a blank, but the tow truck, or not the, the demolition guy, the guy that crushes everything down.
Oh, yeah.
He has his limit of like, I'll help you up to a point until it looks like I'm in danger, then I'm out of here.
But they also couldn't show his, what, second girlfriend that he got with, like her kid, because she definitely got her brains blown out.
Yeah.
And then they used the kid. They were like, well, if you're trying to get away again, well, I can go see the kid.
Yeah.
They can't fucking do that because of Lost and Walt. Like, that kid's like almost 10 years older. Right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ended in 20, is it 2012?
No. 2014. 14.
14. Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. All right. So he's only another 4 or 5 years older. But they still
had to recast it. But, yeah, you got different levels. Like, and then beyond that, Robert Forster, the vacuum cleaner guy, the cleaner, literally, it's like, you know, I'm not going to help you at all unless you can meet, like, what I need financially. So you get, he basically goes through different levels of loyalty and friendship throughout the movie of, like, people who, at the, you know, the absolute loyal friends at the bottom all the way up to, like, I'll only help you if you pay me exactly what I want.
Also, that the cleaner dude, I watched... I mean, I might have needed to go back farther, but it seemed like Walter gave him $50,000, and that got him through. I think, I don't know if he priced it to the, you know, how much he liked somebody, but I just remember Walt being in the cabin being like, and saying $50,000 gets you out of town, you're in New Hampshire, you're in this cabin, you can chill here. And then, you know, Walt, a month or two down the line, is like, I'll give you another $10,000 to hang out with me for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we'll make it an hour.
Yeah.
So he pays the dude $10,000 to sit and play cards for an hour.
He's a mercenary.
But it was, I think he said $50,000. I'll have to go back and look. But for Jesse, he was like, man, fuck you. I fucking hate you. It's $125 for you.
And probably Jesse, Jesse has a lot more heat on him. And also Jesse is not as bright as Walter. So there's more risk involved in the fact that he may not be able to handle himself. You know, if you're dealing with Walter, you're dealing with somebody who is the ultimate in being able to think on their feet. Yeah. And
well, what he wanted him to say the Social Security backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, just like testing him, like, you know, it's testing like Jesse.
When
like,
doctors test dementia patients.
He has like, can you handle this?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They have those subtle tests that doctors do when older people, it's like, you know, where are you living in? Yeah. What's your address? Okay.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're still with it.
Mm.
So that could have been his way of testing Jesse. It's like, you know, hell, maybe Jesse's using still. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's still fucked up.
That's true. But I'd like to see his day-to-day in Alaska. Because, again, we were just left with him in a car driving to a destination. Same as we left him before.
Mm-hmm.
However, he's, you know, much more comfortable. He's got a little more cash. But yeah, still fucked.
I forgot about that. Yeah, he's got extra cash. Again, And I mean, I'm like, honestly, I like the movie. I think it was well done. Mm-hmm. But for the whole series, it's like, man, mentioning he had more cash, it's like, you just opened yourself up to like El Camino season two.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you just left it open.
Yeah.
To like something.
They never. So this is my weird problem with some of this is that at the end of the series, you've got Walter White saying he had like almost $80 million in all these drums, and then they all got taken. And then he got one drum back, so he had close to $11 million mm-hmm. in the last episode. He spent a fuck ton of that on going away, doing other shit, coming back, and he had like almost nothing at the end because he gave it to his family. And then you have Jesse getting away with nothing, getting some help from his friends, and then getting around $1 million from that fridge in fucking Opie's fridge.
Yeah.
And then paying at least half that. So anyway, like what I keep thinking of is like Grand Theft Auto. How much did this entire series at the end of it, what did he actually get?
Mm, yeah.
He got around 500,000, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Minus plus or minus some.
Mm-hmm.
So cuz he was able actually less than that because they split it in thirds, I guess. And he only got that other third, maybe, from the other guy. I don't know. Say he got the whole batch. Anyway, the entire season, he got around 500,000.
Yeah.
Scot-free.
Yeah.
And clear. Which is, geez, is not quite worth the squeeze of what he got.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
For what he endured and what the people
for what he went through, it was like, so was it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like he had two girlfriends murdered.
Mm-hmm.
One sleeping next to him, the other as he watched. He got tortured, locked in a cage, forced to cook meth, almost killed, you know, many, many times. Probably not worth the expense.
No.
Nah.
So, but, you know, he is kind of Walter White's last casualty.
Unless he tries to get to, you know, from Alaska to fucking, I don't know, Russia
mm-hmm.
or some other weird non-extradition country and is like, hey, guess what? I can cook and get 96% accuracy, which is better than Walter White now.
You talk about dark. It's like if he goes to Russia and starts cooking for like the Russian mob, that show gets even darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Kill Bill thing where it's like, you know, down the road, if you're still raw about it, I'll be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like showing like what, you know, future sequels set up there. But yeah, as like a small taste of Breaking Bad, I enjoyed it. You know, it's like I know it's like everything else. It's like you want it to be either a lot more or a lot less.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's just like it's a bite. It's a dessert after the show.
Can I say the entire series of Breaking Bad was excellent. However, he was dealing with that one fucked up like drug kingpin guy in season one or two that was trying to take over his whole shit.
Tuco,
maybe. Mm-hmm. And then he cooked a bad batch that was basically the same color, but he could throw it and it would explode.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to have that on him all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, shouldn't you cook some more of that? Can't you? Like, it seems like this would come in handy all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody was fucking with you and be like, oh, well, let me grab into my left pocket, not the right, and then throw this
mm-hmm.
and then run away. I was like, I needed him to use his chemistry more like fucking Joker. And do way more crazy shit.
Mm. Yeah, I wanted him to do like more like Bill Nye superpowers.
Bill Nye.
Even like nice. That first season where he like blows up the guy's car by putting like the the squeegee,
mm-hmm.
you know, under the hood or whatever, and like short circuits it and like it bursts into flames. More stuff like that where he just fucks people up with his science knowledge.
I just wanted him to do like some weird fucked up candle. That he would like put in somebody's house that would like sit there and burn, and after a while, they would all just like pass out, mm-hmm. and then he'd be like, "All right, sweet, we can go in with our gas masks in, rob these people. They'll just wake up with a fucking hangover, whatever."
The Joker with Walter White science knowledge would be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. No, the Joker already has Walter White science knowledge.
Does he?
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
It's just hardcore in chemistry. Yeah. Did you ever watch the first Batman? Jack Napier with you know, degrees in chemistry and all kinds of shit. That's how he got his Smilex gas.
Jack.
You know, I'm done talking to you about this.
We will be right back with some more Cinema Vino. We're going to draw our next movie.
Oh.
So, boom. Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hey, guys. And
hey.
Hey.
We are going to draw the next movie that we will screen. Mm-hmm. Travis and I have put in the movies. Taylor will draw.
We each put in four? Is that correct?
This is me.
I think we put in three. I put in three.
Well, I put in four. Oh,
so yeah, I think Travis wrote for a long time.
Travis broke off some extra pieces of paper and is cheating. But Taylor... All
right, you know what? We're gonna...
going to be an impartial.
Oh, God, I'm aroused. I just... Here we go.
Taylor I got
it.
Life.
I got it. Okay, here we go.
Little Jack Talk Ty.
Oh, this is definitely a Todd one.
Yeah, that's Todd.
Yeah, that's Todd. Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just an elongated Plan 9
from outer space.
Plan 9 from outer space.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
it.
Halloween movie.
Yeah, never seen
it. It's Ed Wood.
Yeah.
So last time Todd tried to get me to watch Plan 9 from outer space, he got real tired halfway through.
That was Ed Wood. That was a Johnny.
Oh Depp. No, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Was it both of them?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd gets real tired a lot.
Oh. Aw. I Know What You Did Last Summer part two.
Oh no, part two. That's
part I'm two? Okay with Plan 9. Honestly, I'm okay yeah, with Plan 9.
I do not want. I don't want whatever you yeah. just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would just not show up that night for that yeah. podcast. Like, yeah, so, guys, I'll be right yeah. there.
Mm-hmm. So Plan 9, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. There we yeah. go. So, yeah, that'll be next.
Which means next I get the next one.
That's right.
Which
that's
means the one after this, I'm just going to pick it. It's going to be Monster Squad.
Yeah.
Totally down. Again, these can both be Halloween-centric movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm totes down. So, yeah, that'll be our next thing. And
Plan 9 from Outer Space, or should we also watch Ed Wood? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, because Plan 9 is like 70 minutes, maybe.
Double feature?
Science fiction.
Tay, have you seen Ed Wood before?
No.
It's a great movie. I love Ed Wood.
When was the last time you guys saw Rocky Horror Picture Show?
It's been a long
time. How many movies are we watching? Are we even watch like four movies in
we're
a
gonna,
row?
We're going to be together for 20 straight hours.
Hey, if we're dressing up,
I mean, I'm not dressing up upstairs, but maybe downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Some little fishnets
mm-hmm.
dancing around.
Little castanets.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dress up little Mr. Happy. Give him some googly eyes. Maybe a mustache.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
A little Eddie Munster. I'll give him a pinstripe suit.
Outrageous.
Yeah, this was the moment I gave up on life.
Yeah.
We should end this episode soon.
Mm-hmm. So we thank you guys for joining us for this Cinema Vino. And, yeah, join us next time for Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Can we pimp some things first before we sign off?
Exactly. You're exactly right. You can find my reviews at moviereviews.us. Moviereviews.us.
Moviereviews.us.
That was creepy. And you can follow us, like us, rate, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other places where you can find...
Oh, yeah.
Assorted goodies.
Look, guys, just give us your money. I don't want to work this bullshit day
Travis,
job anymore.
Travis, we're still... Man, your cam boy life is suspect at best.
I mean, I've only got the one webcam, and it only takes, like, pictures every 3 seconds. I've had zero viewers doing this for 6 months. All I have is 56,000 pictures of me. I just got to keep changing screen names.
Mm-hmm. Just keep rotating.
Yeah. I'm just fish any way I can. Because right now, I got no bites.
56,000 is a lot of pictures.
That's one every 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've spent, like, almost $500 on this. I've got nothing back.
No tokens, no nothing?
No.
All right.
I just bought all the camera equipment and like got me a basic laptop.
We're going to do a live podcast from your campsite.
Mm-hmm.
And
Well,
not even one Bitmoji.
You guys better be quiet.
I think I do my best work like one frame every 3 seconds. That's my best like angle.
Yeah, I just I should get a full on like GoPro 4K, but you know, I was really hoping to have more viewers by now and be able to afford it. But as it is, you just get to see what I would do to myself every 3 seconds.
That's a terrible delay.
No, it really doesn't even tell a story. It's just like a picture book you got to flip through real fast.
It's like, speed this up. Oh, he's done.
That's true. I got to work on my stamina, too, because there's no way I can do like a 3-hour camp show.
You got to get your beta carotene.
No, it's like I barely got 10 minutes at this point. So I guess it's more training than the big game.
Get that man a shot of B12.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm, what is happening?
So, yeah, you can listen, rate, subscribe, podcast, Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating if you're just feeling
please, real God. Generous. For, I mean, if any, for Travis.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can see my camboy pictures at moviereviews.us.
Yeah.
Or at on Instagram at TayDoesVino.
Yeah.
At DickWinky.com.
Just if you put all your hashtags for us as hashtag DickWinky, we'll find you.
Yeah, don't find us.
We'll find you. That's Dick Winky, DickWinky. And that's where this episode has to end.
That's going viral, not in a good way.
Guys, it was a good movie tonight. It was good. Yeah, I look forward to next week.
Yeah. Plan 9. So, good night and
good luck. Sorry.
Dick Winky.
My eyes are up here.
Look who's talking one.
Okay. Look who's talking now.
Unique New York. The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
The Sandwich Islands.
The auditor had oddly shaped feet.
The auditor?
The odds are good, but the goods are odd.
The auditor. Well, hey, make sure my phone's on silent here. Okay. Yeah, we're good to go.
Les Mis Rables.
Les Mis.